Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so excited. It is Friday once again, every Friday, not 2 p.m. today. We are changing our time because we have an exciting, exciting show for you today. It is 10:30 in the morning, Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and it is September 18, 2015. Today's show will be about breaking through fear. If you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, but so many things were stopping you for whatever reason, well, we have the experts that will help you to do just that. It is the Power Path Success Coaching Program team, and I'm excited to say that I have three of my wonderful colleagues who I enjoy working with who are going to be on the show today. We're really going to talk about how do you break through fear, because so many people think they can't be in business because they don't know what to do, they don't have the working capital, or it's overwhelming, and they feel like they may not be successful in business. But as we know, fear is false evidence appearing real. But today we'll break through that myth and get right started. Excuse me. And we'll get started right now. My name is Faye Ozalik. I'm the founder and president of the Power Path Success Coaching Program, as well as a business coach with my three other colleagues. My specialty is passion and purpose activator, and all my other colleagues will quickly introduce themselves before we get this show started. And we will go in the order that we normally do.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Raj Anderson, and I am transformational business coach as part of PowerPack Success Coaching.
And Dennis Price, and I'll be covering the mindset aspect of that, which includes mental and emotional, of which fear is one of those components. So we'll get into that today.
Excited. And our fourth coach is coming right along.
Sorry.
And I'm Biba Pedro. I'm a business coach, marketing expert, speaker, and motivational speaker, actually, an author. And I help people to grow their visibility, to get more clients, and triple their revenue in 3 months. And that's what I help you to do during the Power Path Success.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so there are four experts on the show today really talking about how to become an entrepreneur. Because on my journey in starting this project really started when I became an entrepreneur, but I grew up around entrepreneurs and I knew business owners. But when I started to talk to people out in the community and the people who wanted to start a business, they were like, I can't do it. You could see the fear in their eyes. It was like a deer in a headlight. And I kept asking myself, if people have so many great products and services, they have so many great talents, but yet they're not capitalizing on it. Some of them, they do it for a hobby, so they do it on the weekend just for pleasure or enjoyment. Others, they have a hidden treasure that they have not really tapped into. And when I started to go to a lot of different events for coaching and events that would focus with entrepreneurs, I kept asking the question, why do people stop themselves from living out their goals and dreams? What prevents people from taking that next step? And what it has become to really is fear. So today we'll be talking about our own journeys, how we became business coaches, how we became entrepreneurs, and what we would do in order to help you all overcome the challenges. So the first question we'll be asking is, what made you decide to become an entrepreneur, and what challenges did you face in the beginning of your process? And we'll start with Raj.
Okay, thank you, Fiona. I think, importantly, this links with some of the training and the components and the coaching that I'm going to be bringing to the Fast Track one-day workshop and the coaching program. And for me, it was really spending some time looking at myself and thinking about what my why. What was it that I actually wanted out of life? What is it that I wanted to be doing? And I was quite unhappy in my career at the time. I wasn't getting fulfilled. I wasn't meeting my own personal needs in terms of achievement and goals. So I'm British, as you can tell, being in the US for just over 10 months. And my husband and I decided that after spending some time in the US, we wanted to be here. So I spent quite a bit of time actually looking at my own vision, and I prepared a vision board. I actually use a model called Visualize, Actualize, Materialize, because we all know that a vision without a plan is just a dream. So I took the steps to think about, well, I've got all these wonderful things on this vision, and you've probably heard of The Secret. I apply the law of attraction. But it's all very well staring at this board. What am I actually going to do with it? And this is where I put the steps in place around Actualize. So I planned it out. We want to go to the US. I actually know that my why is to work with people around their passion and their purpose and unleashing their limitless potential. So I'd like to start my own business. How am I going to put that into practice? And I'm not just going to take a plan and leave it there. I now need to think about how do I materialize that and take action. So I'm here today as a result of using that model. And when I talk to new entrepreneurs or people who have a business idea, I look to work with them around how do they actually make this real and some of the practicalities around the fears that they've got and those questions that arise. And one of the things that we're going to be doing on the Fast Track One Business Workshop is actually work with you around those fears to turn that business idea into a profitable business, and then some practicalities working with those fears of how you operationalize that business. And then, as you've heard Viola say, four fantastic coaches are going to guide you through tools, tips, techniques. And importantly, on the day, you're going to take away your own implementation plan, and that will help with the practical side of those fears and when those limiting beliefs come into place.
Awesome. And that tool, we call it the business masterpiece. It's not a business plan or a business portfolio, because what we really want to do is provide you the key that will lead you to live life on your own terms as an entrepreneur. So, Dennis, can you share your story? What made you become a business owner, entrepreneur? What challenges did you face in the beginning?
The beginning, I originally, at the time, I was a firefighter and paramedic and had a career with a civil service job, with a pension building up, and working for the city and all those things. And I had studied neuromuscular therapy and was wanting to build my own practice. And I could do that on my days off, but the impetus for me, interestingly, was I also apprenticed with a Native American Indian for 7 years, and I was doing a vision quest ceremony. I was literally fasting and praying in the desert for 4 days and nights, and I walked out of there absolutely clear, exactly what Raj just said, had my why, and I was real clear about my vision, because I spent time away from all these other distractions, and I got real clear, just like on the one day, you said, if I had one day to spend with us, away from all the other distractions will help you focus on what you really want. But I spent 4 days and nights in the desert. There was nothing there to live. There wasn't anything there. I was just no food to play with. There was nothing. And I came out of there real clear about what I wanted to do, and I opened what's called the Optimum Performance Center, where I could look at people mind and body with the NLP and hypnosis and mindset part, along with the physical part that I did with neuromuscular therapy. And then reality set in. And I thought, wow, I don't have insurance if I get an injury. I can't take sick days and still get paid. I wouldn't work if I got injured. So if I got sick, if something happened, and how do I get clients and promote this? And so all these questions and doubts came in, just like everybody has, and that's where the fear comes, when we don't feel certain about something or know how to do it. And so that gets back to our focus on what we want, why we want it, and then actually having strategies that we believe can work, because that gives us the confidence, which is the opposite of the fear. And then once we have strategies that we believe can work, we do that. And do they always work 100%? No, that's real life. But then we adapt quickly and change, and that's where having a coach comes in and makes it invaluable, because rather than just keep adapting and hoping the next thing works, you get people that have been there, done that, that have specialty in the different areas that are going to make a difference. And so from my personal experience, it was a big decision. It was pretty scary to think, I'm going to leave a civil service job, a pension building up, working for the city, a retirement at some point, and that's secure. And people said I was crazy to do that. But I had my reason why, and I had the vision so clear in my mind when I walked out of that desert that there was no question. I knew what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. So short of that, if you spend one day with us, we'll help you get clear about your vision, have strategies, know how to use social media and some of the techniques and things, how to market yourself and be clear about who you are and what you're really offering to somebody on the planet and how you can get compensated for that, which is what an entrepreneur is. So that's my story. And, yes, there was a lot of fear and anxiety and stress, and I was committed enough. That's the difference. It's not whether you you learn how to overcome fear. It's about how we can be committed enough that the fear becomes a non-issue. And so that's what I did, and never stopped and looked back.
Awesome. And Mr. Dennis, as humble as he is, forgot to say that he's a trainer with Tony Robbins. So what I've been listening, there's some great points. So as you're listening to these different stories, you will find a common denominator, and we will go ahead and go to our final coach, but the best, of course, Ms. Biba Pordon, and she is an awesome coach with the rest of the other two.
Thank you, Fayola. Yes, well, the reason why I started the business is kind of different because I'm French, as you can tell. We have a lot of accent in the group. We are very international.
Yes, we are.
And actually, my dream since I was very little was to come and move to the United States. So actually what happened is that I quit my job on a Friday night to start my business on the Monday morning just to be able to travel the way I wanted, because my wake-up call was one day in France. I wanted to take 2 weeks of vacation, and my boss said, no, you can't, because you lead the team, so you can't leave. And I decided that I won't let anybody to say what I can do and can't do. And I said the only way for me to be able to travel the way I want and to have this freedom is actually to start my own business. So I started overnight, didn't know what was an entrepreneur, didn't know what I would start, but I would start with something with that I didn't need investment, and I just needed a phone and a computer and an internet connection in order to start the business. So, of course, there is fear because, you know, I leave one day with a salary. I had a salary every month, and then not knowing what will happen, and overnight not have any money, because actually I was getting a lot of money at that time, but I was also spending that money, so I had no savings to start the business. But really, so the reason why I started the business at first was because to realize my dream and to move to the United States. So it took me a few years and, of course, obstacles, because, you know, you don't start a business and get successful overnight. But what is very interesting is I did it only for the freedom, not just to be an entrepreneur. I didn't have the ambition to be an entrepreneur. I just wanted to be free and to go wherever I wanted. But then after I started the business, and then when I moved to the United States a few years later, then I started another business and then another field, because I didn't speak the language. I didn't know anybody when I started in New York. But really the entrepreneur grew in me. And Raj, you were talking about your why. And suddenly my why became to help other people. And to be able to get the dreams the way that I had my American dreams, maybe the people, it's a different dream, but to be able to have the freedom to be your own boss and to have the business that you want, to build the business of your dream, and to be able to have the lifestyle that you want. And then that way nobody will ever tell you what you can and can't do. So what I teach and that what I will teach at the workshop is really I help people to not only start a business, but also to attract people instead of chasing them. I have this formula that is convert, communicate, and connect. And then it's really on how you communicate differently, because you don't want to say to people, buy my stuff, but how you will attract people, how you will stand out from the crowd. So Raj will tell you how to turn your passion into profit, and then I will tell you when you know exactly what you want and when you're very clear on what you want, how you get all the ideal clients that you want and that you need in order to build your dream business.
Wow, now they all gave me their stories, and the common denominator I was listening to in all of them, and I also will share my connection with it as well, is one knowing your why. Each of them told you what made them take that next step, what really pushed them, so to speak, over the edge in a sense to say, you know, there's more to life than what I'm getting, as the traditional dream is to go to a great school, get a degree, find a job that you can work for forever, build that pension plan, and be loyal to that company. But as we can see that things have shifted, because that's really our, as a millennial, in the late form of the millennials, it's our grandparents or even our great-grandparents who had that dream, that you live for a company until the day you die, work for them for 40, 50 years, and get that great severance package or pension plan. But unfortunately, in 2008, we know that all has shifted, that, you know, we can't depend on the government, we can't depend on Social Security and all these different things. And so that's why my personal why is I want to help people to realize that they have the ability to live life on their own terms. You know, I never want to be at a place, and my story was I used to be a nurse, a health educator, was very successful in my 20s, and my life was great. I had the dream home that I wanted, was waiting for the family to come in one day, hopefully. But, you know, it's one of those things when you build on materialism and not really living out what your true purpose is. And when I lost everything, it was kind of like, what do I do next? I don't know who I'm defined by.
I can't walk around with my resume with all my accomplishments. It doesn't matter. It doesn't prove anything to anybody. And that's when I began looking at myself and doing self-discovery and saying, what is it that I can offer to the world besides being a nurse? What is it that I can offer to the world besides all these great accomplishments that I had at one point? And my why was I never want anyone to be in that place. And recently, a couple of us had went to an event, and we spoke to a gentleman who's been working IT for 30 years, and he recently got his pink slip. This gentleman is a husband, has kids, family, mortgages, and everything, and he's depending on the next job to help him provide for his family. And he's been looking for months. And that, to me, is a scary thing, even though I was a single person and having to ask myself, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay all these other different obligations? I never want someone to be in that place. And so our whys and our passion really is to help people to realize you are in control of your life and you're able to have the vacations when you want, have the family time when you want, all the different things. And that's why Chiropractic Success Coaching Program is doing this one-day workshop, the one-day workshop called Fast Track. On October 24th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in South Florida. It's an opportunity to have four business coaches work with you and help you to realize, you know, what is your passion in life? What is it that you enjoy waking up to do even if you didn't get paid for it? Many of you have jobs that you work for and you are not happy, you're not satisfied. You know, we want to help you to understand that there's something in you that you can enjoy doing and get paid good money for it. Then we talk about business strategy, and business strategy is, it's great to have a passion and a purpose, but how are you putting that in some kind of concept? And then from that concept, you have to transform your mind, because working for someone, whether you're an employee, or even if you're in a C-suite or a management level, there's still a shift that needs to take place when you become an entrepreneur or a business owner. And then, of course, knowing how to market yourself. There's a personal brand, there's a business brand, but as we know today in the technology age that we are in, the digital world, marketing is everything. If you're not on social media, if you're not promoting yourself out there through these various platforms such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Periscope now, and Tumblr, and all these other different social media platforms, then you don't exist. And so that's what we want to do at Fast Track, is help you to realize that for those 8-plus hours, we have four coaches to help you to realize that fear is going to turn into freedom. Once you realize that fear does not exist and fear is only imagination, then helping you realize that the freedom is knocking at your front door. The freedom is looking you dead in your face and asking you, when are you going to tell fear to step aside and let you walk into your destiny? But before we do that, we have a webinar taking place next week that we are so, so excited about, and it's called Fear to Freedom. A webinar taking place next week talking about fear to freedom, and that's why I wanted each coach to share their story. What does fear look like, and how do they step into their freedom? We're no different than you all. We were all at one place working for someone else, not satisfied with how life was going, living paycheck to paycheck, not being able to take those vacations or live life on our own terms, and we said that was enough. So if we can do it, we know that you can do it as well. And the great thing is that yesterday I had an opportunity to speak to a gentleman, an older gentleman, and he said that he was in business for a long time. He's in his 70s. And he said that, I wish I had a coach. Can you guys believe that? He said, I wish I had a coach at 70 years old.
Somebody to take you by the hand and help when you're not sure. That's all we're asking for. That's all a coach is, someone that has been there and can help guide you so you don't have to reinvent the wheel and start from scratch. That's why there's fear. I don't know what to do. Well, here, let someone take you and just help.
I had this conversation with somebody I was coaching yesterday, and they had a little bit of stigma around the fact that they were having coaching. And what came up was, I don't understand why I can't do this for myself. Why can't I get myself motivated? And we had a real honest and transparent conversation. And I said, if you look at some of the most successful people out there, they all have coaches and they all have mentors. And it's not a weakness asking for help. And it's certainly not a weakness looking for role models. And if other people have been through that and they can share their experiences and they can work with you to look at those techniques in terms of your mindset and those practical skills and tools around eliminating that fear, then actually it takes a real brave and courageous person to do that.
Yes, it is interesting because when I moved to the United States 13 years ago, I didn't even know what was a coach because we were not speaking about coaching in France. And then when I moved here and I organized my events and I realized everybody was a coach and everybody wanted to coach me. And I said, what do they want? I started a business on my own. I can do it again, so I don't need anybody. But then the funny thing is, as you say, Raj, you know, I saw people around me, and I saw that they started at the same level that I started, but they were growing much faster. And I said, I don't understand. I don't feel that I'm more stupid or my product is not interested. So what's the difference? So I started asking questions, and I noticed that all of them had a coach. And then when I looked at the price of the coaches at first, I said, those people are crazy. There's no way that I can pay that much money. And then it took me 3 years to understand that it's not an expense, it's an investment. And at some point I said, okay, they continue to grow and I'm still at the same place. So I need to invest in my business. I need to invest in myself and I need to take a coach. And the first time I took a coach, actually in less than 10 months, I doubled my revenue. I stopped work and I used to work for years and years, 7 days a week. So I started working 5 days a week and still managed to delegate and learn how to delegate and double my revenue. I was saying for years that I didn't have the money to hire an assistant. I hired two assistants in 2 months, and I wrote my book in 3 months. And it was a book that I say that I wanted to write for more than a year. So really, when you have a coach, you don't have to wonder what to do. You just follow the road, the way that they tell you, and they know better. As you said, Dennis, they know better than us. They were where we were at that time, and they know, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So as soon as you have the strategy and the right strategy, it works very well. And that's the reason why today, you know, I want to give back. And when I teach my people the right, my clients, the right, my people, the right strategy, and to show them how to double or triple their revenue in 3 months, that's because I learn it from somebody. And then I pass it away to somebody else.
Wow. So we talked about fear. We talked about the value of a coach. Now let's talk about freedom. What does freedom look like to you in being an entrepreneur? And how is that giving you the opportunity to live life on your own terms?
This is interesting because once again this has come up this week with a few people that I've been talking to. And I think for me, freedom, I mean, it links in very clearly with both my why and also my motivators. And I was coaching somebody this week who said they need tips around motivation. And I said, well, actually, you've identified what your motivators are. Your motivators around the fact that you want to feel free. You want the freedom to be able to spend more time with your family, to be able to pursue your dreams, to be able to travel. And I think when I had that conversation with that person, they started to understand how their why and how their motivators linked into bringing about this freedom. So I spent a great deal of time initially when I was working on my vision and when I was developing my why, and I actually looked at how I need to align both my life and business goals. Mm-hmm. And I looked at what my life goals were, and they actually are, and freedom, flexibility, just to be able to pursue my passion and purpose and be able to give back and give back to people so that they can do the same is so high up there for me in terms of my values. And that's what brings freedom for me.
Wow. Dennis?
Yeah, well, on the topic of freedom, a whole bunch of things pop up. One that was already mentioned, the idea of freedom for an entrepreneur, we'll put it in a context, is the absence of having someone else tell you, like Diva said, and like somebody that you were talking to, this gentleman that had a job and he was looking for another job and that was his only source, but he's still totally dependent, and that's not freedom. You know, someone else tells you when you can work, what you can do, when you can take a vacation. And so the freedom, entrepreneurs often think it's about, I can make more money, which is true. If you look at Robert Kiyosaki's work, having your own business is the way to actually become, you know, financially free and independent. But it's not about the money. It's about the freedom. People don't want to, as Tony Robbins says, people don't want to collect pieces of paper with presidents' faces on them. You know, there's no point to having that paper collection. It's what the money will do for you, that you can take a vacation when you want. You can work the days that you want or the hours that you want. You can, and for us, it's more about going back to the why to start with. And what has God led you through in your life so that what do you have to offer? How are you unique from everybody else? and you get to share that with the world and get compensated for it, that's a beautiful thing. And there's a freedom in our spirit almost in that, to be able to share what we own instead of doing a job for someone else to make their widgets, you know, on a factory line. And so freedom, in a sense, is the state of experience that we have, the opposite of fear. And it's not a thing that we have, like a certain amount of money. It's the experience of so that we can have and do what we want.
So freedom for me is being able to realize my American dream. So I'm living here, and, well, you don't see on the radio, but my colleague in my house, they can see the view that I have. And for me, that's the freedom. And really, when you mentioned, Denise, about the money, the freedom is really, for me, it's really to do whatever you want to do, to work with what you want to do. And for sure, some people say that it's not good to have money. You mentioned money. And it's interesting because last night I was reading again the book from T.R. Vicker, The Millionaire Mindset, Millionaire Mind. And he explained, and it's funny because that's something that I realized the first time I went to his seminar, I mean, 9 years ago or 8 years ago, because I thought, I don't need that much money. What do I do with more money, you know? And then he said, well, if you don't have money, you can't help other people. If you have more money, you can help more people. And that was another wake-up call for me, because then I said, there's no limit. More money for me doesn't mean more money for me personally, but more money to help other people. So that's really the freedom on being able to do whatever you want and helping more people.
Awesome. So you hear the common denominator, once again when we talk about freedom, that we all want to, we're not doing it for ourselves. There's a bigger why, there's a bigger reason. And I was listening to someone this week, I can't remember the person's name, but they said when you have an amazing, yes, I remember who it was, I saw Mr. Brad Sugars, who's the founder of Action Coach. And he said when you have a bigger purpose and a bigger reason of why you do what you do, then wealth follows, because you're not doing it out of selfish reasons. You're doing it to give back. You know, whatever giving back is to you, is it giving back to build the marketplace, giving back to the community, giving back to your church? And for me, the freedom comes from the ability to really impact the lives of others. When I see a need, I want to be able to write that check and not think twice and not say, wow, God, how am I going to do this? Because it hurts me that God gives me so many different opportunities. You know, when I was going through this transition and finding myself again, is, you know, he puts certain things in your path, whether it's to help someone or to give money to a cause or to help during a natural disaster, whatever it is, and you tell God you can't. That hurt me to my core, and I said, never again will that ever be something that I have to face that feeling again. I want to be able to write those checks and not think twice. I want to be able to run for office and not have to depend completely on my constituents to make my dreams come true. I want to go back to school and be able to pay that money out of my pocket, not depend on a loan or anyone else to provide that dream for me, because that's some form of a bondage. That's a form of you have to always remember it was someone else who helped you. And, you know, we're all on a mission to help you all to realize that you have your destiny looking you dead in the face every morning. And when you look in that mirror, it says, when will you wake up? When will you wake up and realize that the limitations that you have around you are only you? Because if you continue to see reoccurring things that tell you that you should be doing something, listen to it, because that's the universe, that's God, whatever your higher being is or whatever you look to is telling you there's a bigger reason why you're here on this earth. It's not defined by the occupation or the degrees or all the other things that you think that tells you you have arrived. I truly believe you arrive when you're able to help so many people and not have to be limited of how many people you can help. So we're so excited, as we are all a part of the Power Pack Success Coaching Program. And next week we will be having our webinar, Spirit of Freedom, How to Upstart Your Biz webinar, and it's free. So if you look for information, check out our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Power Pack Success Coaching Program, as well as on LinkedIn, Power Pack Success Coaching Program. We're also on Twitter, PSCP, sorry, I had to think about it, _FL, and as well as you can connect with any of the coaches on their social media platforms as well. And also, do not forget Fast Track, October 24, 2015, will be taking place in South Florida, and it's only the Fort Lauderdale stop. We are just getting started. We are on a mission to turn this world upside down to make everyone realize entrepreneurship is definitely the key to success, but you should not do it alone. As the older man said, it's a coach that will help you to accelerate, and that's what we do at PowerPack. We accelerate your startup biz with power. My name is Fayola Delica. We have Rog Anderson, Dennis Price, and Bieber Perdomo. We all want to say thank you so much for listening to us today. I'm Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am your host. We're here every Friday. No, it's not 2 p.m. It was 10:30 this morning, but we will be back on our regular schedule next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Enjoy your wonderful weekend. Thank God it's not so hot today. And we had some good rain yesterday in South Florida. We look forward to seeing you all and helping you to realize that your dreams are looking dead in your face. And are you willing to open that door and walk right in? Take care. Bye-bye.